Mexican government does nothing as Gulf cartel sets fire to border town. By Cartel Chronicles on November 10, 2023. Mexican authorities have abandoned the residents of two towns in the central part of the border state of Tamaulipas despite terrorist attacks by the Gulf cartel. Gunmen continued to set fire to buildings, abducted innocent victims, and shot up homes. The attacks began on Tuesday early morning when a convoy of at least 25 vehicles with cartel logos rolled into the towns of Abasolo and Jimenez in the central part of Tamaulipas. The vehicles had logos from the Metro's faction of the Gulf cartel, Cartel Jalisco New Generation, and Old School Zetas. Once the vehicles rolled in, they began torching several businesses, shooting up homes, painting graffiti on the walls, and they reportedly abducted various individuals out of their homes. Anonymous locals who spoke with Breitbart Texas revealed that Mexican authorities responded once the cartel gunmen left the area. The responders only helped put out the fires. Since then, authorities have not carried out any raids or enforcement operations in an attempt to target the gunmen responsible for the attacks. As Breitbart Texas reported, Tamaulipas Governor Americo Villarreal has allowed drug cartels to operate with impunity under his watch. Since his arrival to power late last year, the Gulf cartel and the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas have largely been untouched by state police forces. Villarreal hails from Mexico's ruling party, Morena, which, under the leadership of Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has benefited from illicit funds being funneled into their campaigns and also allowed criminal organizations to operate freely. As Breitbart Texas reported, López Obrador claimed in 2018 that Mexico's war on drugs was over. The Mexican president pushed a rhetoric of abrazos no balazos, hugs not bullets, where his government has worried more about protecting the rights of cartel gunmen and claimed that the answer to crime was to promote social programs instead of using law enforcement agencies to fight them head-on. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by Francisco Morales, J.C. Sanchez, and J.A. Espinoza from Tamaulipas.